Since the beginning of March, inmates entering the Monroe County Jail in Bloomington have been monitored for any signs of sickness.
We have a men's quarantine and a women's quarantine cell block. So we monitor them and quarantine them for 14 days.
Sheriff Brad Swain says jail staff ask new inmates where they've been in the days leading up to their incarceration.
Where they ask if you've been out of the country, if you have a high fever or things like that.
We wanted to ask the state what kind of precautions it was taking in the prison system, but the Indiana Department of Corrections declined our request for an interview.
So if you could give us an update on the curve.
But at a news conference on April 3rd, DOC Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kristen Doss acknowledged correction staff members were stepping up their efforts after the first COVID-19 cases behind bars were reported.
We are also encouraging hand washing, soap, cough hygiene, providing them with hand sanitizer, deep cleaning the facilities. So I can assure you we are doing all that we can for those we serve.
Earlier this week, Indiana Department of Corrections officials emailed us a link to a March 3rd memo titled Pandemic Preparedness and Response Plan. It calls for separating ill offenders, implementing social distancing when a few offenders are ill, and setting up isolation housing units when a substantial number of inmates are ill. The document does not specify what constitutes a substantial number. Outside the prison fences, a prison watchdog group is skeptical that these safety measures are being practiced in every correctional facility.
We're getting reports that there are sick inmates and they're not being tested. They're still free to roam about with other inmates. They're not being quarantined at all.
Kelly Miller is president of Indiana Prison Advocates, a group that lobbies for the rights of those behind bars. Miller says the state should test the sickest inmates for COVID-19, which could determine if the whole cell block has it.
We're concerned about the guards as well, catching it and taking it home to family and spreading it around their community, too.
In Monroe County, Sheriff Swain says all jail deputies and staff members have their temperature taken when reporting to work.
Because the courts aren't in operation, our staffing is low, so we're allowing some to take time off to mitigate exposure.
The sheriff says cells and common areas are sanitized whenever inmates leave those areas to take a shower or eat, practices that have been in place since the H1N1 pandemic more than a decade ago. Copays for inmates at the Monroe County Jail are being waived to encourage them to get medical attention if they don't feel well, and every inmate is being assigned a bar of soap and or hand sanitizer, but the sheriff says those precautions only go so far.
I have a concern in the future that if this becomes really bad, that we'll be having to operate a hospital with ventilators here in the jail simply because there will be no place to take them.
On Thursday, the Indiana State Supreme Court rejected a petition from the ACLU to release jail and prison inmates at risk for COVID-19. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Pinsker.